From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in Turkey are continuing to round up thousands of people, including military and judiciary officials, suspected of having roles in Friday's failed coup. Foreign leaders, including the top U.S. diplomat, is urging Turkish leaders to exercise restraint. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he supports bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup in Turkey to justice, but warns the government against going too far while restoring order in the country.
We also firmly urge the government of Turkey to maintain calm and stability throughout the country. And we also urge the government of Turkey to uphold the highest standards of respect for the nation's democratic institutions and the rule of law.
The attempted coup and the apparent crackdown in Turkey by President Recep Erdogan's government will top the agenda at today's meeting of the European Union foreign ministers in Brussels. Police in the United States say the military veteran accused of shooting to death three police officers in the southern U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sunday, was perched more than 100 yards away when he began carrying out what police officials say was assassinations of the officers. Louisiana State Superintendent Mike Edmondson.
When he engaged those police officers, they were deliberate and they were extremely accurate. With respect to the weapons, three guns have been recovered. And those are being analyzed both through forensics and determining the ownership history.
Authorities say at least one of the officers wounded remains in very critical condition. As the slain officers are being remembered, authorities are trying to find out more about Gavin Long of Kansas City, Missouri, who is said to have expressed anger toward police after police in Baton Rouge fatally shot a black man, setting off nationwide protests. This is VOA News. U.S. police are on heightened alert at the Republican Party's National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. A state law allowing people to openly carry firearms is apparently adding to the concern of law enforcement following Sunday's attack on police in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where the lone gunman, enraged at the recent shootings of black men by police, shot and killed three law enforcement officers. Protests are already underway near the convention site, where, by the end of the week, the delegates to the convention will nominate Donald Trump as its presidential candidate for the upcoming November election. The party's convention got underway Monday with the focus on national security and immigration. Trump's wife, Melania, is among the speakers addressing delegates at the convention to a national TV audience. Trump will accept the nomination Thursday after outlasting 16 other candidates during the primary election season. His rival in the race for the White House, Democrat Hillary Clinton, will accept the Democratic Party's nomination at their convention next week in Philadelphia. The World Anti-Doping Agency is urging the International Olympic Committee to ban all Russian teams from the upcoming Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. The WADA also wants the IOC to ban all Russian officials from access to international competition next month in Rio. AP reports that an investigator looking into Russian doping found the country's state directed a widespread cheating program. The lead investigator, Richard McLaren, told reporters that evidence shows a Moscow laboratory operated for the protection of doped Russian athletes within a state-dictated fail-safe system.
In essence, the disappearing positive methodology allowed transformation of positive analytical results into a negative one by an order from the Deputy Minister of Sport.
That program prevented Russian athletes from testing positive. U.S. health officials say they believe that a man who recently died while infected with the Zika virus in the state of Utah passed the disease to a caregiver beforehand, raising questions about how the virus is spread. Officials with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday that the caregiver appears to have recovered from the infection. Zika is spread primarily through mosquito bites. Experts are especially concerned about infected mosquitoes biting pregnant women. They say this could cause a condition which is linked to brain defects from birth. For details on these stories and much more news, you can join us at voanews.com. That's voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.